Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! What's happening? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and say hello to everybody. He's always showing his age, and he no longer wants to be known for his road rage. Here's producer Eddie.
Well, I got some bad news for my clients.
Clients?
Yeah, my chicken business clients.
How many are left right now?
Yeah,
really?
One.
Who?
McKitty, who works here in the office.
You still bring him a chicken every week?
No, not every week. He does it like once a month.
Okay.
So anyway.
So you lost all your subscribers?
Well, they took a break.
No, you took a break.
Well, here's the deal, guys. My supplier is out of chickens.
You sound like you're selling drugs.
Like the grocery store?
Yeah. My local grocery store where I get my chickens.
Why can't you go to another grocery store?
Because these are the good chickens. Like, I'm telling you, I've tried all kinds of chickens. This chicken quality is the best I've ever had.
And if you can't do it right, you don't want to do it at all?
Exactly.
You're so full of crap.
I don't want to shortchange my clients by giving them some, you know, B-minus chicken. Mm. This was an A-plus chicken. And now for me to get the equivalent or better of quality of chicken, I'm going to have to raise my prices.
Are you closing your doors?
No, I'm raising my prices.
Oh, you are going to raise your prices?
Correct.
For the one person?
$30.
Okay, for $30 for a
hold
chicken?
Hold on, so everybody that's new to the show, Eddie, would you just briefly describe your business?
Absolutely. It's a producer Eddie's smoking hot chicken, and I smoke whole chickens. And I deliver it to people at my work, or, you know, if someone wants to DM me, I can make them, but they have to pick it up here at the station.
Mm-mm. And no. How many do you think overall, all in, you've made?
40 chickens.
You think that many?
40 chickens.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know.
Hey, 1 week I did 7. That was whoa. Stressful.
But still, I'm not adding up to 40.
I don't think you did.
Like, I got one.
Uh-huh. Who's gotten one?
Maybe like 18.
No, 40. I'd say 40 chickens, man.
How much money do you think you've made overall?
Oh, gosh. Do the math. At 20 bucks a pop.
Yeah, but what are you making profit?
I was raking it in there for a little bit. Raking it in. And my wife would complain because I would do all my brining in our refrigerator. And she would be like, I can't fit our stuff in the refrigerator because there are 10 chickens in there. I'm like, well, it's a business.
So you're raising prices, but are you still accepting customers?
Correct.
You'll take unlimited customers.
Unlimited. Okay. Anybody who wants to hit me up, I'll get you a smoked chicken.
Okay, but here's
give me
the
like
thing.
2 weeks.
$30?
No, not 2 weeks.
See, wait.
It's supposed to be a subscription. Yes, go ahead.
I can get 3 rotisserie chickens from the
don't
grocery store.
Don't say the R word, Amy. It's not rotisserie.
I know it's not. But the thing
that's
is...
That's the R word?
Yes.
I can't.
When you're a chicken smoker, you don't say the R word.
Wait,
rotisserie chicken is bad.
Whatever, I can get 3 of them all ready to go to serve my family for $30. Okay. 3. And he's going to try to sell me one. And
well,
the only
but you could be like, I get 1 pair of shoes and they are Nike instead of 3 pairs that are, you know, some other cheaper brand.
He is not a what are those,
right.
those top chefs? Michelin star?
Michelin star. Not yet.
Okay. Eddie, thank you for letting us know.
Sad news, guys. I'm sorry, but we're still in business.
And how do people get a chicken if they want one?
You just DM me directly.
Okay.
Let me know. Give me a couple weeks to make that chicken.
Well, you mailed it to them?
No, I'm not in the mailing business yet. We haven't figured that out yet.
A stamp.
No, that's dude. Packaging's tough.
All right. And spill the tea, he's always one to confront, and he's blocked from winning Employee of the Month. Here's Lunchbox. Woo!
I want to talk to all the parents out there. I discovered something amazing this past weekend. It was at Home Depot. They have kids workshops that are absolutely free the first Saturday of every single month. So you take your kids and they have it all set up in the back of the store. They have a little kit. They give them an apron. They put their name on it. And you give them a hammer, nails, screwdrivers, paint, and they build things. And it's amazing. I don't know how I have never heard of this until now, but it is awesome.
You just put it in the backyard and say you're doing a Home Depot shop like your dad did the elephant.
I know, true. But this is free. It doesn't cost any money. They provide all the materials.
That does sound good.
It was so fun. And so the kids, we went this past Saturday because the neighbor had mentioned it. We're like, never heard of it. And we go, and they built a little toy horseshoe pit. Like, it's like one they can put on the ground and throw horseshoes at it. And it's amazing. And coming up on November 25th,
this is a commercial.
You can build a penguin ornament for your Christmas tree.
At Home Depot, you too can get.
And then
this is not a commercial.
Get yeah. more done.
And then on December 2nd, you're going to build gingerbread houses. And then on January 6th, you're going to build a
home.
Are
you sure this is all over the country, though?
Every Home Depot in America.
But this theme.
It's the same everywhere.
Okay.
And then on January 6th, you can build a Home Depot delivery truck.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
It is so cool.
Thank you.
Home Depot.
I think parents are probably very excited that you're sharing this.
It's absolutely free. How doers get more done.
But it's not a commercial. All right, sometimes thinks we're doing commercials.
No, it's not a commercial. Like, literally, I had no idea. And it was great. The paint, everything was free. We got to spend an hour and a half building things, painting, making
a
mess.
You too? You build too?
Well, no, with the kids.
Oh, okay.
And they're painting.
The kids aren't even going next week. It's just him.
And we were there for an hour and a half. Absolutely free. Kids loved it.
Is it free? I don't understand.
100% yes, okay. free Maybe entertainment. Free.
11 times. Okay, thank you. Her credit card got stolen 3 times this year, but she says she's got scammers under control and we shouldn't fear. Here's Amy.
I don't know how my car gets stolen, by the way. It's not my fault.
Yeah, of course not.
So, my gas video that went viral, I just have a Lunchbox update.
Amy has a viral video, had over 6 million views.
That's crazy.
And Lunchbox was getting his little butt hurt a little bit.
Yeah. Get butt hurt.
Go ahead.
It's at 10.1 million.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's viral.
That's bigger than anything he's ever done.
I doubt it.
No.
Okay, we have data. Please show us a video.
I have no idea, dude. I didn't.
He didn't say anything.
I don't even
Yes,
go.
He did. He said, how did
Like, I don't sit here and get wrapped up in views right
yes,
now.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I don't
like,
even
I
know.
Only check, like, for you, Lunchbox, because this is fun.
Good job. Congratulations on your 10 million viral video.
Amy, is that TikTok?
That's Instagram Reels at Radio Amy.
Oh, I don't know if you get paid for that.
I'm not trying to get paid.
You don't get...
Exactly.
I'm not getting paid for it. It's okay. Eesh. It's a random video that just happened to...
Congratulations.
Go.
I like it. Raymundo.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, one time he made Italian at home, which is more romantic than a poem. Bobby Bones.
So this is my iPhone and the screen's cracked in like 3 places. I've been waiting to get the new one.
It's not even really cracked that bad.
To me it is. But to Amy, I guess if the whole thing's not destroyed.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't.
But like 3 little corners are cracked. And so I finally have the new iPhone, right?
Whoa.
I still have the cover on it.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh. I haven't even taken the cover off. I like that. That's fun.
I've never seen a new one before.
That, though, is not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
It's a whole new charger.
Oh,
man.
It sucks.
So now you can't, like, borrow chargers. You gotta have your
only
own.
Only if you have one of the new news.
Does it still charge, like, if you lay it down on top of something?
Yeah, but then you gotta have one of those layer downers.
Right.
So any charger that you have that plugs into your old iPhone until this one... doesn't work.
Peel that on the mic, dude. See if there's ASMR. Yeah. AMSR. What's that called?
You guys are like...
Amy.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
You know that people like that.
That's so satisfying.
Amy, it sounds like you really like it. I mean, you...
Well, he messed up because he hit the mic, but it's fine.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, there's a whole like YouTube chain on that stuff.
I know. But Amy's like over there like panting.
Yeah, Amy said, hey, can I get that clip?
But yeah, I know this is the bottom. The charger's way different. It used to be that one thin one, and now it's more of a...
Is it the one that goes into the computer? Well, that's not bad, because you already have that one.
No, because I use the magnetic one for the most part. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Apple's got us by the apples.
Question. Any chance you're going to be getting rid of that old iPhone?
I'm not giving it to you.
Why? I was the first one. I'm just asking. I'm the first one
to ask.
You're
the first one.
I'm stepping up. I mean...
No, I'm keeping it.
Just in case.
I don't believe it.
just in case. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Recently, my six-year-old son has showed an interest in playing with dolls. While I'm completely supportive of his choices, I've encountered a few challenges with other people who aren't as accepting of his choice to play with dolls. There have been instances where he's been subjected to teasing and criticism from his peers and even some adults. This has understandably left him feeling confused and slightly withdrawn. As a parent, it's my job to ensure that my son grows up in an environment where he feels accepted and supported for who he is. Do you have any advice on how to make my son feel comfortable being true to himself? Additionally, any guidance on how to address and educate those around us who may not understand or accept his preferences? Signed, father of a six-year-old. Basically, got a boy playing with the dolls, and the dad's like, just be you, kid, but everybody's making fun of him. Amy?
I mean, I feel at home, that's where you can start it. That's where he should feel, or she, whatever kid, should feel the safest to be who they want to be. So I think as parents, we have a responsibility for the comfort and acceptance to start there. And then if you want to, I don't know who they're hanging out with, but if you're close enough to those people, like, hey, this is a situation we're having. Like, I don't know. Can we all work together to maybe talk to our kids about that this is okay and this can be accepting?
But I don't think everybody wants to be accepting to it.
Right.
Are adults making fun of the kids?
I know. That's weird. Which, you know, I'm sure like, there might be. People? But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
Your six-year-old boy, he wants to play with dolls.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, we got a who cares, Eddie? You have four boys.
I do have four boys. And here's the thing. If say, like, one of them wanted to play with dolls, and they play with dolls.
Barbie
dolls. Okay? At home, whatever, man. You want to do whatever you want. Understand that this is something that some people just don't understand why a boy would want to play with Barbie dolls.
So you'd be okay with it at home?
Sure, of course. If that makes him, you know,
really. What about his brothers and they're, like, making fun of him?
Guys, leave him alone. I mean, they make fun of each other on different things anyway.
Okay.
So leave him alone. Let him be him, right? Period. But you got to kind of teach them that some people may not be okay with this. So if you want to play with dolls outside, at school, whatever, you're going to be exposed to this kind of attention.
Okay. Lunchbox?
The dolls may have to, like, just disappear on accident.
You would get rid of them?
Yeah, just get rid of them. I mean, it'll save the kids so much harassment and stress and making fun of, and you can just steer them in another direction.
Like what?
I mean, maybe get them a He-Man or a G.I. Joe or a baseball bat.
Hold on. Who's on the phone? The 80s? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
the 80s have called, buddy.
The G.I. Joe.
It's sort of like when we went to go buy soccer cleats for my three-year-old, and the first ones he picked were the rainbow ones, and they were like girl cleats. It says female cleats, like, on the little sign. I'm like, hey, bud, what about these over here? And so we steered him another direction. That way you can kind of guide him and protect him from...
Awesome cleats?
It says female cleats because marketing has made them female cleats. Like, what if he likes the cleats?
No, he did.
I like the cleats.
Right.
He did like them. He did.
I'd buy them.
So you're like...
So you don't want your son playing with dolls?
Right.
Right, okay. So yeah. In this situation, what do you do? What advice do you give this?
Tell him.
The dolls disappear.
Lose them.
The dolls disappear or like, them. Hey, man. Like.
But his thing is he wants his son to feel like he can be whoever he wants to be.
Right. He can.
Okay, Lunchbox. Just, say you're buying soccer cleats and your son's like, no, Dad, I don't want to play soccer. I want to do dance.
Oh. Is that a tough one?
That's a tough one, man. I don't know what we're going to do there.
But similar situation.
You can't make the dance go away. You know what I'm saying?
Dance class closed. Sorry.
It's closed.
Or I'll tell them they don't have dance class.
Oh, cancel.
So you're just going to lie.
Yeah, because in a year he'll forget about it. But then he'll tell you, oh, the kids in my class go to dance. Well, I don't know where they go. I'll have to ask their parents.
And then you do ask out their parents?
No, just kick it down the road. You just keep kicking it down the road. I'll ask them tomorrow.
Kick it down the road 20 years later, kids in therapy, and it's like, my dad told me that dance was closed, but I knew.
It's like my dad when we went to the circus. Like, we went to the circus, and we'd go, and we'd pet the elephants. And I was like, this circus is amazing. And then we'd go home. It was just the elephants were walking in the parking lot before the circus. We never went to the circus. I didn't know what the circus was till I was like 19 years old. Well,
what did that have to do with play with dolls?
Like, you kick it down the road, man. You just kick it down the road. I kept saying, Dad, I'm going to go to the circus. So he would take me to the circus.
Your dad took you to the parking lot to pet probably a horse.
For free.
Wasn't an elephant.
No, we pet elephants. Smart. Legit. petted elephants in the Irwin Center parking lot, okay. And then we'd go home.
So you're saying, like, you take
your... But you went to the circus.
I went to the circus. Yeah.
So you take your kid to a parking lot and do a few twirls, and you're like, you just took dance.
That's right. Basically it. Just kick it down the road, but, man, just kick the dog, like... I don't know where the dolls went. We were cleaning. Are you sure you didn't put them somewhere?
So your advice would be get rid of the dolls.
Yeah.
It's just sad because Lunchbox is this way through conditioning, and the conditioning continues to pass down from generation to generation. Like,
why is it a bad thing?
I'm not saying.
Well, you know, you just said, oh, it's a bad thing that Lunchbox is this way because of conditioning.
Well, no, we all are our ways because of conditioning. Like, there are certain things that we all gravitate towards because conditionally we're like, oh, that is for a girl and that is for a boy.
I mean, traditions in general are
traditions.
Sure. Well, look, we're just recommending the parent. Give some quick advice to the parent. This is a dang segment, all right?
Yeah.
We're not going to change culture here. Amy, your thoughts? What's the...
Well, my thoughts right now are like, look at Usher and Justin Timberlake.
We're not doing dance. No. We're doing the dolls.
Usher and Justin
Timberlake. They love dance. I'm just saying, let them play with
the
dolls.
Here's some advice. Email this to a different radio show.
Because we don't know.
Because we have no idea.
Hey, good luck with that.
Yeah, talk to a professional because we don't know.
I think of all of this, I think Eddie had the best understanding of... Let him at home be who he is, but just let him also know that if sometimes, even not dolls, it doesn't matter who you are, that when you do things that people don't think is what normal, that they're going to have things to say about it.
Right.
Oh, I got an idea.
Okay.
Okay, you tell your kid, look, you know what I mean? I think we got to get rid of some of our toys because there's kids down the street that don't have toys. They need something to play with. Maybe we should give them the dolls, and then
teach them a lesson
in giving, but then also the dolls are gone.
Right, okay. You can close that up. Thank you.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I'll play you a song from a fictional artist, but it's on a TV show or movie. For example, this is from the TV show Hannah Montana, and she's singing Best of Both Worlds. So... the fictional singer would be
Hannah Montana.
Right. Or from Full House. That is
Jesse and the Rippers.
Okay, good. You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Up first, the song is called Time to Change. Can you name the fictional artist?
It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything. It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to
change.
Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see?
All right, can you name the fictional artist?
Yeah, that's tough.
Time to change.
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Yeah, Brady Bunch.
Lunchbox?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Eddie?
I put the Bradys. I don't remember the name of the group.
That'll work. Brady Bunch. Okay. Or Brady's.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay.
And that's, remember, Peter's voice is changing.
Change.
And he can't sing anymore because it's changing. And so the time to change. Oh, man. Love those are the good old days when I wasn't even alive. All right. Next up. Go ahead.
I think I love you.
I love you.
This morning, I woke up feeling fine. I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself, and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
You know it.
No, it's a guess.
Oh.
I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of?
Like, is this a song that I'm... Why do I know this song? Is that a real one?
Then you know the answer, Amy.
And time. Lunchbox.
Rent.
I think I love you. I don't have anything.
Eddie?
The Monkees?
The Partridge Family. Yeah, that's also a song. They sang that on the Partridge Family, too.
Okay.
All right, next up. Here we go. And I'm not even going to say the name of the song. Just play it.
Yeah, thanks.
Walk hard. Hard.
Walk hard.
Down life's rocky road. Walk bold.
I'm in
for the
hard. That's my creed. My code.
I've been scorned and slandered and ridiculed too.
You have any?
I have no idea. This is probably some weird movie y'all like.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
by y'all, I mean Bobby and maybe Eddie.
You need to grab your tongue with your two fingers and hold it.
Oh.
Who do you have, Amy?
I have hard.
Yeah, okay, cool. Lunchbox?
Dewey Cox.
Eddie?
Swalk away, Dewey. Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox.
What's that from?
Dewey Cox.
Yeah, it's John C. Reilly playing Dewey Cox, Walk Hard, and it's kind of the Johnny Cash. Walk the Line.
Spoof.
Yeah.
Is it really funny?
One of those movies.
It's hilarious.
I didn't write it down. I've never seen it.
All right, next up, I need the fictional. They're not real, so give me the fictional names of the singers who are singing this song.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something searching for? I'll fall in. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Yeah, I'm
just
in,
like,
I
you
guess.
Think you're never going to forget something, and then you do.
I only heard one voice there, so even if you just get the one, you can have it.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
Fictional,
yeah.
All right, Lunchbox?
Kris Kristofferson.
Amy?
Buddy. Buddy Davis.
Eddie?
The Stars That Are Born.
You have it.
Oh,
what is his name?
It's Shallow. And Jackson Maine. Oh.
Jackson.
You knew that?
But I said Buddy.
So no.
So you didn't know that.
But I mean, I knew it was like that vibe.
That's that Lady Gaga movie?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Eddie's up 2-1 on both of you. We got two more. All right, and action.
Yeah.
The song's called Three Small Words. Can you tell me the fictional artist, Amy?
Lizzie McGuire.
Eddie?
Duffy the Vampire Slayer.
Who? Duffy the Vampire Slayer?
Duffy the Vampire Slayer.
Duffy?
Duffy.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Correct.
Yeah!
Yeah! Who are they?
I have no idea.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
That's your favorite show.
Yes, he knows.
Is it a show?
Yes.
Who is that?
It's a movie.
Is it a show?
So you didn't watch Walk Hard, but you watched that one.
No, I don't know what. I don't know. I just know the title.
For the win.
He has the doll.
For the win. Here we go. Song is called Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. You're sweet to just 4 feet, you still got your baby
teeth. You're too young and I'm too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock it. Tonight I'm gonna say I'm too well.
I'm too
oh
hung.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tonight I'm gonna rock you tonight. Everybody in?
I'm in.
Sure.
Amy?
Rocket Town.
Lunchbox?
Rami Malek.
Eddie?
That's Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. Eddie's on her again. What's the parody you're singing?
Domination.
Oh, Domination.
Yeah, that's by my Theo Pupa.
What do you want to say to all your fans out there?
Hey, man. I mean, not even the fans. Great fans, speech, fans I love you. I love you, fans. To Amy and Lunchbox, guys, come on.
Get with it.
We're playing
you
a game.
One by one
Lunchbox
point.
Lunchbox got Josie and the Pussycats.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that is,
but Josie and the Pussycats?
Spinal Tap's a movie, right?
Starring Rachel Lee Cook?
Who's Rachel Lee Cook?
Okay.
Stop.
All right, Eddie is our winner. Good job, Eddie.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Deputy Scott works for the sheriff's office in Florida, and he gets a 911 call at a house. He shows up. I'm here. Little kid answers the door. The mom's like, we didn't call the cops. And the kid said, I did.
Oh.
So the kid says, well, mom gave me a little phone that's deactivated, but you can still call 911.
Oh.
He called 911 because he wanted a hug. So the cop's like, well, I'm here, buddy. Gives him the hug, but then also gives him the lessons on how to dial 911 and what you call 911 for.
Good for both of those.
Hilarious.
Yeah. My phone, I had no cell, but I still had SOS.
Yeah.
Which means I can still call 911.
Right.
So I do have cell. So let me have cell.
Mm. Like it's still connected, but you can't use it.
Why can't I? I can only use it for this one thing. So you're saying I do have service.
Uh-huh.
But is it really expensive?
But only to call 911. Well, why can't I call other places?
Because you didn't pay for it.
Yes, I did. I pay for service.
Yeah, I know, but not on that phone anymore.
No. I'm talking about on my phone.
But not in that area. You mean like
there's no? No, it says there's no cell at all.
That's a good point.
Except for SOS. Oh. Okay, is there no cell or is there not?
I mean, they can.
Is there cell or is there not?
Yeah. They can make it happen if it's an emergency.
Well, why don't you make it happen?
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to text my wife for like an hour,
and that's an emergency.
Could you please have some food warmed up when I get home?
That's a good point.
Is there cell or is there not? That's all I'm saying.
That's funny.
Okay. Thank you. Eddie, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. If Morgan wins this, she's a champ, and we retire you.
Already?
We get a different elder. What? Yeah. Elder versus millennial. Eddie the oldest. Morgan the youngest. Eddie, you ready?
I guess.
These are three questions that Morgan should know about her generation. What artist released the surprise album Lemonade in the 2010s?
Oh, that's Beyonce.
That is correct.
Come on!
1 point. Let's introduce our guy here. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. When he plays games, his opponents are terror-stricken. And if you pay him money, he'll smoke you a chicken. It's producer Eddie! Yeah, 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 yeah!
Good rhyme.
Thank you. Number two. Which massive online game launched in 2017 popularized the battle royal genre?
Give me Fortnite.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes!
Or battle royale.
Oh, whatever. I knew what you were saying.
Thank you. This two-word catchphrase is used to describe a witty comeback and an effective response to criticism. If you do this, it is used to describe a witty comeback and an effective response to criticism.
Oh, touche. Touche.
That isn't it?
No, I never know what that means.
I know it's a tough question. You'll know what it is, but it's a tough question. Okay. Morgan, you want to steal?
I don't know that I know it by that definition. Can you say it one more time?
This two-word phrase is used to describe a witty comeback and effective response to criticism.
Effective response to criticism. No. No, big yikes.
If somebody goes hard at you and you go harder than back, what would you be doing back at them?
Clap back.
Oh, clap back.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Okay, so Eddie got 2 points there.
It's not bad.
Morgan, zero. Let's introduce Morgan. Eddie's opponent. She runs all of our digital. She loves ducking other people's Jeeps, and she's and she deleted dating apps because she's done with creeps. There we go.
Got it.
It's Morgan number two. There she Morgan, you have three questions ready.
Yeah.
What singer went from the massive success of her 1984 album Private Dancer to starring as the villain in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? I'm going to play you a clip of Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer.
Ever heard that before?
No, I've never heard that song before.
Any guess what singer did that and then Mad Max?
I mean, no, because I'm thinking of the new Mad Maxes. I don't think I've seen the original ones. Yeah, this is not good. Barbara Mandrell.
Incorrect.
Interesting.
Eddie DeSteele?
Oh, rest in peace. That's Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
So disappointed, Morgan.
It's one of Lunchbox's Mad Max songs. Private Dancer.
Hey, I'm proud of Lunchbox. Not making a sound.
He didn't react.
I knew I didn't. I was like, do not react.
Morgan, on Modern Family, Ed O'Neill played Jay Pritchett, who is the patriarch of the Pritchett family. But back in the 80s and 90s, he played Al Bundy in what TV sitcom?
These are tough today. Okay.
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Was in Modern Family.
I'm pretty positive it was the Ed Bundy show. But now I'm confused because of Ted Bundy.
He played Al Bundy in what TV sitcom?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a show like the Bundy show, the Ed Bundy show. The Ed Bundy show.
Wow, that is way wrong.
I thought that was the show.
Eddie
still? Yeah, that is Married with Children.
Correct.
Oh, was there not a Bundy show?
No.
Not that I know.
Cool.
On Netflix about Ted Bundy.
Okay, yeah.
Morgan, what 1985 video game, by the way, what year were you born?
1993.
Okay. What 1985 video game was released to teach school children about the life of a 19th century pioneer and at times ended with the player dying of dysentery?
I know this. Scuba Steve was just talking about this the other day. Dang it.
He talks about it at least once a day.
He kind of does talk about it a lot. Pioneer is now in my head. Let me work through this one. I can see the little wagon.
Time.
What was it?
Eddie?
I believe she's trying to say Oregon Trail.
That is correct. Good. On a pop it yesterday. It's our winner. He stays alive.
I'm alive.
Nice job, guys.
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, for Morgan.
For Morgan. Not your best. So not your best elder questions
no,
there.
That was hard.
Am I dying? I want to play this clip. I've never been talking and just falling asleep while talking. That's a bizarre health thing, I guess. But we do a sports.
Yes.
I just really tired?
Yeah, could be.
Even that.
But let me just say, we've been flying all morning. We were in Utah. I was in the front seat, passenger.
We'd been running hard that morning.
We had done an entire football show with pads on, hitting each other at BYU, all this stuff.
So this is the first time you've run this hard?
No.
Okay, see?
But I know.
Did Eddie run that hard?
Yeah, time zone.
No, not physically ran.
Just go on tour.
That's what I mean.
California. Yeah. So we did this podcast called 25 Whistles, and we do this thing where we give this promise, and if we lie to you, it's a broken promise. We have to pay money at the end of the year, whatever. It's called a broken promise. So during that segment, I fell asleep. I start talking and I just fall asleep. I have not heard of this yet. Will you please play it?
But every time I say I like that, that's the one I was like, I should not have bet that one because I lost.
And thanks.
Eddie has a...
Reed.
What?
What kind of apple did you give Bobby?
Okay.
What Eddie said was kind of because I had some Advil, I had a headache from us like falling.
And they said, "What kind of Advil did you give him?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Mike D gave him a couple.
Okay,
of Advils.
So how many people were talking before you? Because now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, whoever was talking, you were already starting to fall asleep as they're talking.
But I'm in the middle of saying words.
Right.
That was
but
me
you're
talking.
You're like, right? He was talking. You're starting to fall asleep, and then you know, like in a dream state where you say like. You know?
So you don't think I'm dying?
I hope not.
One more time.
But every time I say I like that, that's the one I was like, I should not have bet that one because I lost.
And thanks.
Eddie has a...
Reed?
It sounds like I'm drunk.
That's the microphone falling too because you're holding the microphone.
It was.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's kind of weird and scary.
To me, you were already...
Drunk.
You're like sleepwalking in a way doing that episode. And so then you've completely passed out.
No, but he was fine. Like
I
20,
love the show.
20 seconds
like
before that.
So you didn't have a stroke though, right?
I don't think so.
20 seconds?
That's what I was worried about.
Okay. Somebody gave you a laced Advil.
Okay. We're going to go with that.
Mike D.
Or you're dying.
Mike
always... Mike's like a meemaw. He's got Advil. He's got peppermint.
Yeah.
Whatever Band-Aids. You need. He's got it. But if you want to hear that, it's up on the 25 Whistles. And it is scary.
Hey, Amy, did you hear all of us going like, what just happened?
Yeah, no, I mean...
They thought it was a bit at first.
Totally.
Flexed, for sure.
Yeah, that's it. So if I, you know, if I die soon, it's probably because of something new.
Oh my goodness, don't say that.
Maybe it was just Utah. Maybe it's that mountains, the elevation.
Oh yeah, altitude. It's gotta be.
Altitude, Mormons.
smart people at the university.
Everybody's way good looking.
Correct.
Student center. There's all these things that we're not always around.
The student center?
Yeah, we ate there.
Yeah, we're eating with all the
Everybody's
students.
So nice at that school. It's the nicest school. As far as like people, it's the nicest thing people have ever seen.
No.
Even one time Eddie sucked snapping the ball and he skips it and they were like, that's a good job though.
Yeah. They were still really nice.
They were still really nice. Yeah. Okay, well,
Stop.
I don't like that clip.
You know what it made me think of? People that have narcolepsy.
Right. Yeah.
And how hard that would be because you could just be chilling, living life and fall asleep right there.
What do you remember from that?
I don't.
That's crazy.
You remember doing the episode?
Mm-hmm. I remember waking up and going, "What happened?"
Okay.
Did you wake up when we got to the airport?
Yeah.
Is that when you woke up?
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. Okay. You guys were like, "Bobby, wake up."
I think
that. And I was naked.
It's worth.
It's
worth talking to a doctor.
I am a doctor, so I'll talk to myself later and catch it up
about it.
Here's a voicemail from Veronica in Virginia.
Two questions for you. One, when Eddie laughs, does he stick out his tongue? It seems like he sticks out his tongue when he laughs. And two, people on the Bonehead stories, do they ever call in and give their side of the story?
That's a great question. And the second one, nobody ever has. We've had people call in from Tell Me Something Good, but no Boneheads. Usually they're in prison. So.
And usually I don't say their names.
That's true. But they know. Anyway,
they know it's them.
They know. And
I bet their side of the story ain't that good.
You're like, yeah, it happened. Yeah.
And then, Eddie, when you laugh.
I don't understand what that means. Like, I don't go.
Oh, that's funny. That is what.
I don't do that. But don't we all kind of use our tongue when we laugh a little bit? Like,
but not out.
No, I don't.
No.
I'll laugh like this.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. No, he doesn't, though, because if he did, that would be weird. All right, here you go. Nicole in Iowa.
Curious minds want to know. I've been reading your book, Stanley's First Day at School, a lot to my daughter, and I have to know, is Pearl in the book named after Jake Owen's daughter? Just wondered.
Crazy coincidence. Yesterday, I went and read that book to Paris, Jake's daughter's school. She's four. So that's what I did. I went up and read to her class because Jake and Erica and Caitlin and I are really close friends. I don't know that Pearl was like directly, but probably. I was just trying to think of a name that was for a cat. And we're just thinking of friends' names. So maybe, but I don't know. I don't remember going, oh, name it after Jake's daughter. But it's just weird. I read that yesterday to Jake's other daughter's class. One more voicemail.
I have a morning corny for Amy. Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, bro.
Stick it on.
Far out.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's that time of year again. The People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive edition is going to hit.
I saw the person it was.
Oh, you did?
Well, it's hitting newsstands tomorrow, which I don't
even know where a newsstand is. I'll be honest with you, so that's cool.
We're not going to
hit every newsstand impossible. I don't know where a newsstand is. But yes, I hear you. It's the checkout counter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody already knows, if they've been online, that Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy is this year's Sexiest Man Alive.
It's just a retread.
What has he done since then?
Wondering, where do they pull? Something
I'm
must
sure
be going on.
He has stumbled across like Pluto TV and watched an old episode of Grey's Anatomy.
That's funny.
I don't know. But I get it. He's a really good looking guy. He's probably in his 50s now.
He's 57.
Yeah, so all that, all good. He's still good looking. But it's like, give us somebody new to talk about, or give us somebody like semi-controversial that we can argue about.
Well, we are like,
why are we bringing him up? Because he's already probably been it before, hasn't he?
I don't know. His name's
McDreamy. His character name's McDreamy.
Right.
He said that his kids are definitely going to make fun of him and figure out every reason why he shouldn't be Sexiest Man Alive. Other people mentioned.
Why not get Paul Newman? Give it to him.
He's dead.
So what?
Oh. Okay.
He used to be good looking.
Other people mentioned Usher, Jamie Foxx, Lenny Kravitz.
All of them. Oh, Lenny Kravitz for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. Jeez.
And Jason Kelce.
Yeah, stop it.
See, that would have been funny to me because sexy doesn't have to mean just traditional chiseled looks.
It doesn't?
Yeah, Blake Shelton got the cover one year.
Well, I think Blake's chiseled and good looking. So hold this clip for next time Blake's on.
No.
Doesn't it mean like you want to do that with him?
What?
Like,
no, you can be sexy.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, kind of. All right, go ahead.
Okay. An influencer has divided the internet because she got her boyfriend's name tattooed on her forehead. His name is Kevin. And she said that she's in love with the tattoo. She's in love with her boyfriend. And if you really love someone, you have to show it.
I do have my wife tattooed on my arm. However, it's my wife and it's my arm. It's two different. Mm-hmm. It's two different levels. My wife and it's my arm.
Oh, yeah, just your arm.
Yeah, and she's really limited her dating pool if they break up.
Right.
It's only Kevin's. You just go to Instagram, type in search Kevin, and that's just who she can be with. Because no way somebody that does something like that is rational in other areas. Like, she's just an irrational person.
I mean, you can get it lasered off.
On your forehead?
Or you turn into something else?
Yeah. Anywhere.
For sure. A flower. Sunflower.
Right.
Yeah, like my cousin, she was dating a dude named Jesse, and she did it across her knuckles, first name, and then the other hand, his last name. Ends up he was married.
Yeah, that stinks, but at least it's the knuckles. Like, she looks like, okay, a celebrity, like Julianne Hough.
Oh, wow.
All her shoulders are fully tattooed on top to her arms, and then it's huge across her forehead. It says, it's huge.
It says Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, I've seen a dude walking around with Yolanda across the forehead.
Oh, that's
cool.
Like,
woo! Dude.
Kickoff Kevin has a shot with her, I guess.
That's right. If you're a Kevin, you wait by. When it doesn't work out, you slide right in. Good one.
A recent survey has been taken, and 76% of American workers say they could complete their work week in 4 days rather than five. And
I would also say 76% of workers are probably lying just so they can get a day off.
Figure it out.
I know that schools are looking at doing the 4-day school week. And if that's the case, the workforce is going to have to figure out, or everyone's going to have to work together because parents just can't have kids randomly now home on a Friday without plans.
That's true.
agree. It's going to have to be a whole culture change. And schools aren't really doing, I mean, there's like one that tried it. No one's like on the verge of doing it. For everybody freaking out right now. So nobody's on the verge of doing it. Public schools, not happening. But yes, it is something that other countries are doing, and it's successful. So two things, either the people are lying that they can get it done, or they're being lazy in 5 days. What I would do is I would poll my people, and they'd be like, yeah, we can get it done in four. Then I'd be like, cool, let's raise what we need to get done in five.
Oh.
If you can do it in four, do it in four, and you got an extra day to work.
That backfired.
Let's go. That's what I would do.
Well, the UK, stuff from Europe, it happens over there. Like, even fashion, it happens there first, and then it makes it way here, and they did a massive 4-day work week experiment over there, and there was success for employers and employees.
That's very vague, and I think that's probably whoever did the experiment put that press release out.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I assume if it does go into effect,
I think a 2-day work week would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be great.
14-hour work days, that's only, still only 28.
Oh man. 14 hours is a long time though.
It's not possible.
We do two and we want to go back to five. We're like, right. Remember when it used to be five? We have to work all day on two different days. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This dog, Tessie, was at the shelter for 1,007 days before it was adopted. Tessie's a 5-year-old lab retriever mix in Delaware at the shelter. That's over 3 years just sitting in there, man. That sucks. Tessie's new parents had been thinking about adopting a dog, which everybody goes in, they all want a puppy. But then they saw the story of Tessie at like a festival. People were talking about it on the stage. And so they went and looked and fell in love in the end. But imagine you're the dog doesn't probably know the difference. Except it sucks.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. Shelter life versus home life.
I agree there's a difference, but the dog doesn't know how good that he's about to have it until he gets it.
Right.
Gosh. She gets it. But they saved a dog. And you have all the pooping and stuff. I had a friend reach out. I was like, hey, I just got a puppy. Is every puppy this hard? Oh, bro. Yes.
Yeah, chew on everything.
Everything. Pee everywhere. I was like, yeah, it is. Puppies are fun, cute. They're fun. They're kind of fun, but they're cute. But man, they are tough. So I love it. If you can, go and adopt you a dog. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.